fellowship, and I think they're still looking for maybe some guys to serve. I don't know if that's all been filled. Does anyone know? But just really came across the psalm this last week, and it's Psalm 136, and it's just an amazing psalm, and we'll get there in a minute. But Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 to 24 says this: because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. I could just stop right there, and that'd be enough to think about, if you really think about it. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness, or Your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I wait. I wait upon Him, or for Him. And this morning, just to continue that thought, you know, I don't know about you, but I'm a little thick-headed sometimes. Okay, I sometimes need to hear things several times, and it's not just because Terry reminded us that we're getting older, or you know, but I mean, and hearing for me is getting a little bit tougher. But sometimes I need to hear it before it really begins to sink into my heart. And Psalm 136 is one of those things, because there's a statement in Psalm 136 that basically the psalmist is writing kind of a historical narrative, but it ends with this statement, and it says this. It says that His steadfast love endures forever. He says it 26 times. 26 times. In one psalm, His steadfast love endures forever. So not only is this psalm a historical psalm, it's a love poem. And it repeats what we desperately, I know at least I do, I desperately need to hear again and again and again. How about you? His steadfast love endures forever. How important that is for us to be reminded of that. And so just a couple of thoughts. Ask yourself, why does God repeat Himself over and over again? In fact, when He does repeat Himself, one of the things that we need to really stop, and we just need to stop and pay attention to it. I was reading one article, and I didn't want to say it today, but the author says, maybe we just need to stop and shut up. That's a little harsh, okay? But we just need to stop and pay attention. So here's a couple of thoughts that have come to me this week. First, there is no reality more radical and foundational to a biblical worldview and personal sense of identity than this statement. Did you hear what I just said? His love endures forever. Friends, there is no reality for you and I more radical, more foundational than this biblical worldview or personal sense of identity. What is the biblical story? What is the window that God wants you and I to look through? It's a story in this statement, His love endures forever. It's a story of God's love invading the world in the person of His Son of love to establish His kingdom of love by a radical sacrifice of love to forgive us in love and to draw us into His family of love and to send us out again as ambassadors of this very same love. That's just amazing to me. The entire hope of the fall of fallen humanity rests on this one thing. There is a Savior who is eternally steadfast in redeeming, who is eternally steadfast in forgiving and reconciling and transforming and delivering love to you and I. His steadfast love endures forever. Do you ever feel like that's not happening to you? I do. Sometimes I feel like, God, what is going on? What is happening? Without this picture window, if you will. The Bible is nothing more than a book of interesting stories and helpful principles, but it would be devoid of any power to fix what sin has broken. The second thing that it just called me to look at and to think about this week is that God repeats this frame. He repeats this frame that because we have no experience in our lives for this kind of love. He repeats it because we have not, and we do not, maybe we have not, maybe we don't experience it all the time. We do not have in our lives, we have not experienced in our lives this kind of love. You and I always begin to understand things that are new from the vantage point of our own experiences. All the human love that we have ever experienced has been flawed in some way. But not God's. His love is perfect and perfectly steadfast forever. In this phrase, we find the most amazing reality for you and I as believers today, that God has placed His love on us and He will never, ever, ever, ever remove it. How important that is for you and I to remember, and He reminds us of that in this particular psalm. And I just want you to know today, regardless of what you and I are going through, whatever you've experienced this week, the hardships, the ups and downs, all the things that take place in our life, the good, the bad, the struggles, all those kinds of things, please understand this, and just understand this one thing, that this statement, His love, His steadfast love endures forever, gives you reason to continue, no matter how hard or how weak you feel. And that is so important for us. So important for us to be reminded, His love, His steadfast love endures forever. This morning, as we think about and ponder this thought, and as we go into our time of singing today, I just want you to consider that statement, His love, steadfast love, endures forever. He has your back and He has mine. And so we're going to just join and just singing. And I want you to ponder this statement that His love endures forever. I want you to think about that in the sense of a testimony this morning, and we're going to open it up for a little bit of time for testimony, but just really reflecting on the steadfast love of the Lord, that it never, ever ceases. And so we're going to sing. I'm just going to invite you to stand as we sing today, and we're going to sing, Bless the Lord, O my soul.